Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, bringing this live from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and if you can tell from the background, staying in a church that's there's no ceiling, and the windows are covered with plastic. A lot of damage here in the building, but it's solid, and generator running in the background to power up what I'm using right now. No electricity here and many places yet. Want to continue as much as I can this week, going through the prayer guides. This week we're focused on sharing goodness. And as we think about sharing goodness, we're beginning with the idea that we have been equipped to share goodness. Not only is it a part of the fruit of the Spirit that God produces within us, but God says that all Scripture is useful, it's profitable, it's good. And we've been equipped by God's Word if we spend time in it, if we know it, if we follow it. But God's Word is useful for equipping the person of God for all good works, to help you and I to be equipped to share goodness with people. One of the reasons I think that people aren't as kind as they ought to be, or as we think they ought to be, that we're not as ready to share goodness, is because there's an element of selfishness that is within all of us. And even as we grow out of that in our faith, there's still this idea that, well, some people deserve it and some don't. And that's why it's so important to go back to God's Word and to recognize His call to love and to share. You see, that Jesus was teaching, and He talks about, you know, you've heard it said, you've been taught that you should love your neighbors. But Jesus says, I tell you to love your enemies, to do good to those that persecute you, to those that cause you trouble. And so when we think about sharing goodness, we look at how God has equipped us by giving us His Word, by giving us the example of Jesus. As we pray today, and with running on battery power and phone internet, these devotions this week will probably be a little shorter than in the past. But as we pray, think about how much time you spend in God's Word for the purpose of knowing how to treat others. It's good to spend time in God's Word for improving ourselves, to improve our relationship with Jesus, to learn how to grow and to live and to be a person that God wants us to be. But sometimes we need to spend time in God's Word looking deliberately for that aspect of being that person God wants us to be that involves others in sharing His goodness. And so those times where it doesn't feel natural, it doesn't feel comfortable, it doesn't feel like it's what you want to do, then we gaze intently into God's Word and we find that we've been equipped to share goodness, that God gives us the mercy, the grace, the compassion, because He first displayed it in His Son Jesus. And so as we live life today, you have the opportunity to share goodness with people. For some people, you have the ability to travel as I did this week, to share goodness with people that you've never met before. But for many people, that's not feasible, that's not possible without a lot of advanced planning. But you still have the goodness to share the goodness. You do have the goodness because God has planted it within you. But you have the ability to share goodness. And it could be with people you've never met before as you encounter them in your daily life. It could be with people you've met often at your workplace, at your school, at the places that you shop, at the places that you do business, the places that you go to on a regular basis. You see, those people need to see God's goodness in you just as much as the people of Lake Charles need to see it in me this week. You see, our life has been equipped by God's Word if we spend time in God's Word. Our life has been equipped by God's Spirit as we allow His Spirit to produce the fruit of goodness within us. It's in all of these things that we have the privilege of planting seeds, of watering seeds that have already been planted, of watching God produce a harvest in people. As we look at the news, as we look at our nation, as we look at the hatred and anger and division that exist, you and I have a choice. Do we deepen that division? Do we spread that anger? Or do we share goodness? Do we find a way to share the transformation Jesus has done in our life so that others are transformed? I've got bad news. It really doesn't matter who's elected on November 3rd. This country is in trouble without Jesus. And yes, I do think it matters who's elected. But in the grand scheme of things, none of the candidates are the Savior of the United States. None of the candidates are the Savior of you and me. None of the candidates are the Savior of the world. They can help or hinder that ability that we have. That's why God commands us to pray for our leaders, no matter who they are, for the purpose that we can live peaceful and quiet lives that represent Jesus well to our neighbors, to our family members, to our coworkers. You see, that's what sharing goodness is all about. That's why God has given us His Word to equip us to share that goodness with others. Today, as we pray, I want to ask specifically that you also pray for the churches and the leaders, the preachers down here in really along the Gulf Coast, Lake Charles. IDES also has a crew right now this week in Pensacola covering multiple hurricanes. But many people within the churches look to the preachers. They take their job seriously, not only in sharing God's Word, but in caring for people. And they're living through it. They're not like me that I can come down for a week at a time and serve and wear myself out and take time to refresh. They serve people and they also deal with their own loss. And so as you pray about sharing goodness, pray for those who are leading in the midst of these difficult times. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You. that you are a God that loves us. You've equipped us to share goodness. You've given us your Spirit. You've given us your Word. You've given us the very presence of Christ within us. Father, may we be more faithful in gazing into your Word and applying it to our life and in digesting it so that it produces the goodness within us and produces a desire within us to share that goodness with others. Fathers, I continue to pray for the children in our homes, our churches, our communities. I pray that your goodness would be seen by them in the way we treat them, in the way we treat others, in the way we talk about people, in the way we share on social media. May we represent you in the goodness that we offer to others. May we do so without partiality, without showing favoritism, in a way that values every person. Father, today I also pray for the church leaders, the preachers down here in Lake Charles and in other hurricane and disaster areas. As I'm staying this week at the South City, a Christian church, I pray specifically for Dave and his role here and the weariness that he experiences as he wants so badly to love people and to share with people and to offer hope, even as he rebuilds and tries to see the light at the end of the tunnel himself. Father, may you continue to provide people to encourage and to lift up. For those that the team down here with IDES will have an opportunity to minister to this week, may we do so knowing that we've been equipped to share goodness. And may it be your goodness that we share with every tree we cut up, with every waterlogged furniture that we haul out of a home, with every roof that we tarp, with every word that we speak. May we share the goodness of Jesus. Father, that we would lift him up, that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning, a devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.